Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. We all saw the devastation of Hurricane Dorian when it hit the northern Bahamas. I did not want to appear without pietism right after the hurricane and talk about the well-being of sharks when a storm of that magnitude hit, ignoring all the human misery. But now that we know what has been done to rebuild the Bahamas and everything, we can also talk about the destruction below the surface. Generally speaking, what happens to sharks during such a storm? And more importantly, what happens to the ones that live in the shallows or the top water layers, and of course the puppies that live in the nursery grounds? The overall answer is that sharks most likely can go into deeper water before any bigger storm and won't come back until the system is gone. So that's what research tells us, that these sharks can leave ahead of a storm days before and go into deeper water. But the question is, can shallow water species, and I mean here really the small buns, the puppies, the benthic ones, do the same? Well, there is no research done on the smaller ones, so this is what we have to look at here. It basically comes to the question, one, how deep these waves go to the point where they do not affect a resting shark anymore, or a swimming one for that matter, and two, can any shark go into deeper water? Then there is of course the problem of the shallowness of the Bahamas, where some areas are barely deeper than 3-4 meters or 12 to 15 feet. Well, where those flats are concerned, it should not be a problem, because most of the time, at least in the northern Bahamas, we have only Caribbean reef sharks, snurrers and tiger sharks, and they actually can swim into deeper water. And I'm just talking about the northern Abaco Islands here. What they likely don't do is swimming out of the path of the hurricane, since that would mean that they could someone recognize minute pressure differences, air pressure differences. Speaking of which, how can a shark detect pressure system changes? It's not that they have a gas bladder like so many bony fishes where air pressure can be felt. So how can they do it? By the way, the term swim bladder is something you always hear when I refer now to the gas bladder, but a swim bladder I consider a misnomer, because no fish, no bony fish needs them to swim with. It's only for buoyancy. So gas bladder is the more proper term. So do sharks have air storage that they could use them in a similar way? The only gas they have, of course, are digestion gases. And, with an empty stomach, there's no digestion gases left, so it would not work. And of course, even if they would have digestion gases, as long as they don't know that the volume of this gas, well, there's no way they could detect any changes. So the question is, of course, do they have a sensory organ that could detect these pressure changes? To be honest, I don't really know. None of the current known sensory organs is seemingly equipped to detect air pressure changes, and to my knowledge, there's not even an organ that they can detect water pressure as such. But I feel that some of the nerve endings that have a gelatinous cupola may be able to detect it. You know, compare environmental pressure versus water pressure coming in from close by sharks or however, whatever comes in. So something like that actually could work. Granted, they must feel water pressure in order to understand if they're deeper or closer to the surface, especially when they're swimming very slowly. And so an increase and decrease in pressure must be detected likewise, but the how, that really beats me. During daytime, well, they could use sunlight, and even at night, the light of the moon, the stars, could be detected. So the brighter it gets, the closer shallow areas, as closer to the water surface they are. But I'm not really sure if the sunlight or light as such does the job. Anyway, so let's go back to the initial question, the shallow water species like the puppies and the ones that really may not be able to go deeper. We can assume that the surge can only be felt down to 30 meters, so as long as I can go down there, it shouldn't be a problem. But it could also be that sharks just try to tuck themselves in, right, between rocks, and, well, can they survive then? So this whole shallow water species issue is a big problem. You may now interrupt and say, wait a minute, this species cannot go down because all we know is living in the first top meters from this source, that source, or book, or whatever. Well, when they get depth mentioning in a book or so, then it's only the proof of someone that has seen it in that depth, and fisheries have confirmed that they caught a shark in such and such depth. So overall, it does not really saying that it's their physical maximum depth. They just say that they have seen it in that depth. So be cautious when talking about maximum depth. Anyway, once a shark realizes that the pressure is changing, they will move into deeper water if they can, which means they have to at least go to a certain depth where the surge does not affect them anymore, or no more to the point where they cannot rest or swim without being bothered. Once the pressure increases again, when they're remaining at the same depth, then they swim back into their regular spots. But again, this organ, if it exists, must be so sensitive to detect such small pressure changes. I really would like to know how that works. So sharks are likely never really far off their regular places during such heavy storms, as long as they can go into deeper water next to the places where they normally live. So now you may ask, why they leave in the first place? Well, from what I observed is that sharks do not really like to be thrown around by waves at the surface. That doesn't mean they can't stay in the surf. They really like to surf, but there they understand the rhythm of the waves. So what I mean here is that the water, when the water is truly unruly without any clear pattern, they don't like it. And I've seen it a few times that sharks were caught in such waves and they immediately vanished. You know, the more I think about it and more talk about it, I get really get intrigued here. Just picture this. Sharks were a shallow water species in the beginning, 420 or even more million years ago, and must have lived through some of these storms, right? So sooner or later, they must have figured out that by going deeper, these storms have less of an effect on them. So I'm curious how that worked. It must have been quite a challenge for these sharks to just go deeper, not knowing what's down there. Of course, there was not much down there at that time, but if you don't know, you don't know. Anyway, today is a different era, and these sharks know that nothing happens when they go deeper to find calmer waters. But you know, there's the problem. What happens when the storm is done? What happens if their habitat has been destroyed after the storm? What then? The sharks may come back right away, but if their preferred habitats are gone, and that is a likelihood, should there have been like coral reefs or mangroves and such areas, especially the mangroves, and there is nothing they can do. Should they not find their niche anymore, they must swim off and search for a still intact or survival place, which can be quite a journey. So the problem of a hurricane is by far not just what happens on land, but what happens below the surface as well. But we do not really hear anything beyond the shore devastation, the land devastation, and nothing really kicks in or we hear what has happened below the surface. So now you can imagine that nursery grounds, especially nursery grounds of sharks, may be completely gone. But what about the pups that live there? Are they actually able to go deep? I really doubt that. I believe they just hunker down and wait until the storm is passed. But with all the waves, the surge, the floating debris, I think that most of them will just perish during a hurricane. But even should they be able to go into deeper water, life down there continues. And one reason why they live in shallow and shallowest water is to protect themselves from larger sharks. So for shark babies, I think it's a potential death sentence when a hurricane strikes. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it's a privilege to be among them.